This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. This is the day the Lord has made, and we make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 13 in our 21-day prophetic gathering, and I don't know about you, but I am feeling just absolutely awesome, and I feel myself getting strengthened day by day. How about you? Are you being strengthened day by day as we travel along this journey? I feel and sense in my spirit that there are some awesome and amazing things that are taking shape and coming into reality for you and for me. So with that being said, let's bring our heart and our minds together all over this virtual community, and let's activate the success mind for today. Let's take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, just really feel yourself just relax. Notice your body, what position you're in, if you're feeling tense, if you're feeling anxiety. Sometimes you're sitting and you're holding your breath, or you're sitting and you're tensed and you don't even realize that you're sitting tense. You could even be laying down sometimes, but if you take a moment to just pay attention to your body, you'll notice that you're tense, like you're holding yourself really tight, and that's releasing a stress hormone in your body, and that's not what we want today. So take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, just feel yourself relax. Come present right here, right now, to this moment. This is all that matters right now. When you can come present and you can focus on this moment right here, right now, beloved, this is the place of power. This is the place where you can decree and declare. This is the place where you can shift your energy and your focus in an instant. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit, being present, fully awake, fully alert, fully focused in this divine moment, we now turn our focus and our attention inward, and you can feel the spirit and the presence of God within you. And we know that that spirit is always activated. We just have to allow it free flow so that it can lead and guide you into all the truth. And while we're here, and as we have our focus and our attention turned inward, we just want to stir up a spirit of gratitude today, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you for another day, for another opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to make this powerful shifting into this year where there is a divine portal open for us, that we may succeed and we may prosper in an unusual manner. We thank you for uncommon grace and uncommon favor being activated in our life. We know it's already the will of the Lord that we succeed and that we prosper and that we're in health even as our soul prosper. So we thank you for another day. I thank you for each and every one that is gathered in this community. I thank you. I am so thankful and so grateful that you are perfecting everything that concerns them. I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for the empowerment. I thank you for the destiny fulfillment that is unfolding in their lives moment by moment and day by day. We're so grateful today, and we just want to pause and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as we're gathered together, and while we're here in this tremendous flow of power, we thank you and we pray for the nations and the countries around the world. We pray for these United States of America. Father, that your grace and your mercy will continue to shine on this country. We pray, Father, that you will forgive the sins of our nation. We pray for our leadership, for our administration, that evil and treacherous men will be rooted out of positions of authority, and that men and women that make their hearts and ears attentive to godly wisdom and godly knowledge will be put in these positions of authority. We pray for suffering nations today, that the grace and the glory of God will descend there and remain, that you will raise up leaders and deliverers to go and carry your word, your grace, your glory, that the light of your grace will begin to bring life to these suffering and struggling nations. And we thank you for the position that you have given to each and every one of us in this earth realm. We don't take it lightly today. Grace us today that we may be poised to step into our destiny in a manner that we have not seen to this day. We thank you. We thank you for victory. And it is so. Well, just go ahead and take another healing deep breath in. And go ahead, if you somewhere where you could open up your mouth, just shout out a great big thank you. And I want you to know that all these replays are in the empowerment circles. These tapes are edited and they are production ready, and all of them are there. You'll find a host of spiritual success tools, what I call spiritual success tools, in that empowerment center. And you can get that by going to ilonasanders.com/EC. All right, let's get ready to receive what wants to be released for us today. And I want to share with you today something that's so very important, that as we are on this journey, and this is day number 13, I believe that we have tapped into something very unique. When we get to day number 21, we will have touched something and activated something that we may need to just seek out. So we're just really just turning that around in our spirits to see where we're going to land. But I want to talk to you today about something very important. I think a couple of days ago, we started talking about hitting a reset button because we were embracing false beliefs and false burdens. And the third thing that I want to talk about today that's so vitally important, and it's going to set you up to come into alignment with what is being released in this year, and that is getting out of your way. So the third thing that we're looking at when we're hitting this reset button, and we do a whole teaching called Reset Your Mindset for Success. We want to hit that reset button today. And the third point that we want to acknowledge is that we need to get out of our own way. So you need to get out of your way. A lot about what may be blocking you in this season is that you've been in your own way. So we want to talk about that today and set that up so that you really truly can wipe the slate clean and understand what it means when you are in your own way. This year of 2018 brings us to the number 11, and there is a gateway or a portal that have been opened that is unique. And I believe that this year changes everything. Every now and again, we hit a window or a portal or opening where something is activated that will give you added strength, that opens up the way where there's a unique source of energy that's flowing, that if we tap into it and we're focused, we can get results that we couldn't get 10 years ago. We may have been working and trying to get something done for 10 years and couldn't get it done. This is one of those years where there is an unusual anointing presence that's going to help you to get things done that you couldn't get done before. And we said one of the things that you're going to have to do is stay fluid and stay pliable. And that means coming into a moment-to-moment awareness. Now, I want you to understand this. We talked about awareness yesterday, and we laid that foundation about what it means to be aware, and then the different stages of awareness, and then how to step into the awakening process, so that when you are awakened, you start living out of your spirit and not out of your flesh or your mental and emotional realm. When there's an awakening, you start seeing yourself as God sees you. You start understanding the power, the grace, the favor that's on you, that's on your life. And you start learning how to flow out of that. In other words, you start living your life from the inside out and not from the outside in. I want you to write that down. So then, as we talked about the power to fuel vision, and you have this awakening, and you start living and flowing out of your divine nature, out of your God self, then you'll start moving and living your life according to vision within and not vision without. In other words, you'll be moved by what you see within that comes out of your rich inner life of the kingdom of God. Right? Rather than reacting to the circumstances that you see in your physical realm of appearance. And that's powerful right there. You're going to need to take that and chew on that and meditate on that for a little while. You want to start living your life when you're flowing with vision from within, what you're seeing with your divine imagination, rather than reacting to what you see in your physical realm of appearance. See, when you're able to flow out of your spirit and your spirit man is in the ascendancy and you're in the right posture, you will learn how to respond to what's in your physical realm rather than react. And there's a difference between responding and reacting. When you react to what's in your circumstance, or your physical realm of appearance, as I call it, because that can change in an instant when you learn how to change by flowing from what you see inwardly rather than outwardly. And so when we start talking about reacting versus responding, when you react to what you see in your circumstance, what you do unconsciously is that you come into alignment and agreement and you bring yourself to the same level as what you're seeing in that circumstance. And this is very important because you're going to understand that how you feel, how you vibrate, the energy and the spirit, whatever you want to call it, that you are anchored in, is releasing something. And so when you look at things in your physical realm of appearance and you start reacting to it, you're on the same level as that. And what's going to happen is that you are going to hold that situation in your life for a prolonged period of time. So anytime you react, even if someone does something that you don't like, and you know how we just say, oh, that just rubbed me the wrong way, or something just hit me, and before I knew it, what happened is that you reacted. You came into agreement with what you were seeing and what you were perceiving, and you put yourself on the same level as that. We don't want to be reacting to things, but we want to respond. And a response says that I tap into my spirit, I evaluate, and I gauge it. And I get an answer from within, and then I move according to that. With that being said, let me set this up so that you could understand how to get out of your own way. When you start becoming aware, and you start noticing things around you, how you're living, who you're connected to, the mindset that you're in, the environments that you're connected to, the belief systems, that's on the outside. When you become aware of what's going on inwardly, you start becoming aware of your thoughts. And that is the seat, and that is the battleground in the mental and emotional realm, or the soulless realm. That's the battleground. You become aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and that's so vitally important, because these are the things that have you in your own way. Now, it's going to take a minute to set all these spiritual principles up so that you can learn how to really take authority over what's going on in your ego realm or your flesh realm or your mental and emotional realm, right? It's going to take a minute to set that up. That is why we want to go into our 6-month group coaching program, so that you can get one-on-one help, so that you can move day by day and you can begin to be empowered and step into your divine strategy for your destiny fulfillment. When you're in your own way, it's all about the thoughts you're thinking and the feelings that you're feeling that creates your reality. I want you to write that down. It's about the thoughts you think, the feelings you feel, and then number 3, of course, the actions you take or don't take. And how you start getting out of your way is that you have begun to start being conscious of what you're thinking on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis. And I think that statistically, if my memory is serving me right, we think something like maybe 80,000 thoughts a day. And with that number of thoughts running through your mind every day, you have to begin to learn how to harness what you're thinking and quiet down that noise. Because you will notice that your flesh mind or your ego mind has an opinion about everything. Now, your ego mind, it has a job. And the job of your ego is to keep you safe. It's to keep you small. To protect you from all the things that it fears. And that's the job of the ego mind. So it's always going to have an opinion. It's always going to speak fear to you. It's going to speak negativity to you. It's going to always want you to stay small, and that's not God. If you ever want to know if what you're hearing is of God, God is never going to tell you to shrink, small, hide, isolate, cut yourself off. Now, there are times when God takes us into seclusion, and we may be away for a moment, but remember I tell you, God is in the people business. So he's just not going to have you living your entire life cut off from people in your own world. You cannot do the work of God cut off from people. So you may be in a place of seclusion for a minute, a place of consecration, but you always come back out. When you are in your way and you are stopping you, it's all about the thoughts that you're thinking. It's all about your perception. And we know that perception is more real than reality. Because once you believe that you are seeing something a certain way, that's going to become more real than what's really going on. And you will get the results of what you are perceiving. To begin the process of getting out of your way, you have to become conscious of what you're thinking about most of the time. Because what you're thinking about most of the time is what you're going to manifest. It's what you're going to produce. So if you're always thinking fearful thoughts, you're always thinking sabotage, always thinking something's going to go wrong, that's what's going to show up for you all the time. When you become aware of how powerfully God created you, how powerful your mind is, how powerful your spirit is, and what you can produce and create, you're going to start living your life very differently. So we're making the shift. One of the major shifts that you're going to make when you start noticing what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and then you're gonna evaluate it. Is what you're thinking most of the time negative, or is it positive? Is it belief or is it doubt? Is it fear or is it faith? You have to judge that. And one of the major shifts you're going to make this year is how to come out of living in fear and doubt and unbelief, and how to really live your life from the right position and have the right posture, that you are the strong man, not the enemy, not the demon, not the witch, not the warlock, not your friends or your co-workers. You're the strong man. You are the one that can decide and decree a thing. And the writer of Job said, it will be established for you. So the first thing in getting out of your way is that you have to become aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And when you become aware of it, then you have to evaluate it to see if it's serving you or not. So if it's fearful, if it's negative, if it's unbelief, that's not serving you. That's not going to help you create the life that you know you're here to live. One of the things that happened to us as we were in quote-unquote church is that we kept saying, I'm waiting on God, I'm waiting on God, I'm believing God for. I know it's going to happen, and God is saying, but I've already given you power and the authority to create it. And when you begin to recognize and you come into the realization that you have the power and the authority to create the life that you know that you're here to live, that's when you step into real power and you begin to get out of your own way. Another thing that you do that allows you to hinder the manifestation of what you're believing for is that you're worried too much about the outcome. And when you're heavily invested in the outcome and you're worrying about the outcome, you're literally blocking off your help. You have to practice what we call the law of non-attachment, where you are not attached to a particular outcome. Although you have set a goal, although you are working toward that goal, you have to understand that there are many different ways you can reach that end result. So in other words, when we talk about being fluid and being pliable in this season, you're living your life in a way that you can shift at a moment's notice, and that you're not rigid and you're not writing in stone, but you're leaving room for the Holy Spirit and for ministering angels to work on your behalf and bring you to the best result. When you practice the law of non-attachment, you're in a place of power. Things can begin to move and operate for you in a way that is just absolutely mind-blowing. And I know you've experienced this on some levels, where you have gotten to a place where you have said, oh my goodness, that worked out so beautifully. I could not have asked for a better outcome. Why? Because there's another level of insight and intelligence that is working beyond what you can always comprehend in your mind. There's something more powerful that's at work than you even realize. And again, the writer of Job said, now, when you decree and declare a thing, it could be established for you. But you don't want to be so rigid and so worried about a certain outcome on a certain day that you hinder the manifestation of it. Because when you're in your way, when you're in your way and you're worried and you're rigid and you have something written that has to be A, B, C, D, or not, you are really in the way and you're hindering your best result from manifesting. And not only that, there is something that we call reverse manifestation. That when you're in your way and you're worried and you're just insistent on something happening a certain way, or you obsessed with how it's going to happen, you're going to get the reverse. You're going to get the opposite of what you want to see happen because you're in the way. We have a saying, let go and let God. That's what it means to be out of your way. When you are living your life on a day-to-day basis, when you say, this is the goal, this is the plan, this is what I'm working on, I'm being diligent, I'm putting my effort in, but I release it so that my help, my ministering angels that's working for me in the unseen realm, they can bring me the best outcome. And so we want to practice getting out of our way. So what are we going to do? Number one, you're going to become aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. You're going to evaluate that to see if it's negative or positive. Is it unbelief? Is it fear? Is it fear of lack? Is it insecurity? You're going to start becoming aware of what you're thinking. You're going to evaluate it. Then you're going to begin to shift that, and you're going to come into the right posture of knowing that you have the power and you can decide and decree. And when you start flowing out of your divine nature, out of your God self, from your rich inner life of the kingdom, and you're moving and flowing according to vision within rather than vision without, that is how you start getting out of your way. So I'm going to go ahead and post this for you guys because I realized my microphone was on mute, and I want you to hear this in its entirety. Take some copious notes. Take this into your quiet space and begin to start the process of getting out of your way. All right, that's our time for today. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.